Could you go through the procedure on tanning? Would this skin explain the different tools you used or methods you used in tanning this skin? I see you have some tools in front of you.
Well, we first thing we used to scrape it with a peel or sharp thing. Take the skin across the inner skin out from the skin.
The scraper you have in your hand now, what's the Eskimo word for that scraper?
Igun.
And it's shaped like a pipe, is that right?
Yes.
From a pipe,
mm-hmm.
With a wood handle.
And the wood handle is made to your hand, the way you should hold it on, so you won't have a blister.
Is this the scraper that you meant to take off the inner skin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that...
Does this require anything? Is the skin completely dry when you're working on it?
Yes.
It is. How do you start working? From any part of the skin when you begin to tan?
From the tailpipe.
Toward the tail.
Uh-huh.
Your motions are from the head of the animal toward the tail.
Yeah. It's way more easy to take off the inner skin.
Working from backward motion.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Well, so you wouldn't open the, you know, this
little hair,
roots of the hair. And work on that.
Do you start any special place on the animal when you first begin to tan?
Mm-hmm.
Which would you work on first? What part of the animal?
Any
place, How is the skin placed? Is it flat on the floor or is it on something?
Well, on the floor, it's crazy.
It's laid out flat,
yeah.
With the skin side up.
And when you after you scrape it off, you have to wet it really wet all over.
After you've used the igloo with the pipe sheet.
Yeah. You have to use your flint igloo. It's made with ivory handle and flint point.
The one you have in your hand is an old one made with a flint end blade. Is this the first one you had in your hand with the pipe? Is this the one you used first?
First.
The one with the pipe?
Yeah.
What is that, in the old days, what tool did they use instead of the pipe? Do you know if they used a different kind of a scraper before they had the pipe?
Some kind of a bone.
Have you seen something used in place of this as a first step?
Or leg bone,
yes. Yes,
terrible.
But you use the same word for that as you do for this igloo.
Well, they use the same word.
Would it have been put flat then, or would it have been put over something when they were using the old style scraper? Did that be two hands to hold it?
No, with one.
With one hand.
With one stick.
Oh.
With one stick like this.
Oh, yeah. You have a shape at the end of the bowl.
Yeah. It's not like this one here.
I see.
Just one stick, any kind of a willow, perch, or good.
And the bowl was mounted so that it
was
the end of the forward.
And stuck it to the bone.
Mm-hmm. But it took only one hand to hold that scraper.
Yeah.
Right. Just like this one, takes one hand.
Mm-hmm.
So this one replaces an old caribou bone scraper, or another one. And the second one you know you're holding is the one with an ivory handle in this case, and it has a rounded end blade of flint.
Yes.
Could you give me then how this one is used in scraping? It's the next step.
Well,
You mentioned wetting, and I interrupted you.
Wet it, and then use it just like scrape the skin, just like this, wet it all over. The hard place is easy to wet. you scrape it little.
Yeah.
So you have done it quick.
Then what would you say the purpose of this scraping is? What does this do when you scrape with this, in this case, the flint end blade?
Well, it has to, when you're using it, it stretches the skin.
It stretches the skin
too, and more easy to wet the inner skin.
Does it soften it more too, or
yes.
When you're, by doing this?
Yeah, when it's all over after you, when it's all over and then you stand it overnight.
Oh, I see. And the first step where you scraped off the inner skin, then you soak it, and you roll it up, or?
Roll it up. Roll it up.
And it stays overnight.
Mm-hmm. Before you roll it up, you have to fold it together.
A certain way of folding, or?
No.
Just fold it down.
Just fold it from the side to side.
Side inward.
Uh-huh.
And then?
And then you have to sit on and hold it on the neck and stretch it. You hold the tail part on and you have to stretch it with your legs. Sit on it and stretch it so it would even.
Is this in the previous day before you roll it up?
Yeah.
You stretch it before you roll it up.
Roll it up.
And you sit on the rear end of the high. Put your foot on the leg part, or?
No, on the tail.
Oh, you sit on the on the front?
Yeah.
And put your foot on the tail part?
Yeah, on the, you have to sit like this.
Forward, yes.
Yeah, on
so
the
tail.
And then hold the neck, and put your feet right, hold the tail part, and put your feet inside, and stretch it.
Is this using your whole feet or heels, or how do you?
Heels.
So you could work, you're sitting in the middle and work both ways.
Yeah.
Stretch.
Mm-hmm.
How about the sideways? Do you stretch
the sideways? You have to put it, just make it even the belly and
Is this using arm? Just with your arm?
Just make it even.
This is the skin is wet.
Mm-hmm.
Then from that point, after you stretch it with your feet or arm, then you roll it, or
roll
fold it,
it,
fold it in.
Fold it, and then stand overnight.
Overnight.
And then, next day, you open it up, you check it up, see if it could be, stick it together when it's ready.
If it's ready, it'll
stick it together.
You'll fold it.
Right.
The fleshy parts together,
and
if it sticks,
mm-hmm.
if it sticks together, mm-hmm. it's ready.
Yeah, if when you open it, it's ready.
Yeah.
But when it sticks,
if it doesn't stick,
you know it will be stiff.
Yeah.
Stiff place.
It has to be sticky.
You know it's the stiff place.
But it should be sticky.
Yeah.
When in the next day. Would that ordinarily be in the morning or afternoon or the next day?
Afternoon.
If you put it away in the evening,
yeah. And then when you open it, you have to,
what's the Eskimo word?
Uluk.
And this means you're moving your arms sort of around, like a circle or a posing circle.
Try to make it soft, you know.
You're rotating your hand.
Yes.
Making it go around.
Or left hand, or upper.
Yeah.
And right.
It's twisting and
twisting,
twisting and moving.
Mm-hmm. Hold the skin.
What's the purpose of this?
Well, if you never do that, it was real hard and stick.
Oh.
I mean, stiff.
Uh-huh.
Sticky stiff.
Even though you stretched the night before, you still have to do that.
So, the stretching means that it will so it's easier when you cut it, when you make turkey or something like that. So
both sides will be the same,
yeah,
like shape, outline.
Mm-hmm. And then, when it's dry,
how long does it take you to, in this motion, I guess, when you're twisting or moving like that, how long does that take on a skin this size?
A day.
A whole day's work?
A whole day. Because it's not, cool in the house.
Yeah. And you have to keep at it more or less?
Yes. Just when you're up, just leave it down.
It's not steady work the whole day, but as you get time, you turn it in.
And then when it's real dry, you have to use the same tube.
Yeah.
With the point on. Stretch it. But
it's quite dry. By now, it's pretty dry.
You have to hold the skin when it's dry. You have to sit some part of it and then use it like this to your knee.
Right now you're sitting on your knees and you have part of it folded under your under your hip. Sitting on part of it.
Part of it.
You're holding your left hand with the skin and then pressing against it with a scraper.
Mm-hmm.
Down over your thigh, inner part of your thigh, your leg.
Mm-hmm. Even you sit straight, you could do it too.
Mm-hmm.
And after you stretch it like this, you have to use same equal in sleep. But before that, before you use the stick, you have to use other one.
You're holding a pumice or a rock in your hand right now. What's the word for the stone you're using?
This is kapok.
Kapok?
Kapok. Call it kapok.
What do you call doing it? Scraping like that. Or does it doesn't matter?
You need it to clean it more. The inner, inner skin,
mm-hmm.
all over and the other way.
A minute ago you were showing how you scraped over your thigh, your leg. Now do you have to go over the whole skin again? With the stone.
With the stone. And then, I didn't find my other one.
Yes.
You have to stick it again, stick it.
There's what it
is. White sand.
Just
like, almost just like a flower or sugar. I mean, the seed.
Is it from a stone?
From the stone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, just like.
Do you use this with a scraper?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sprinkle it and then scrape it again. It gets even.
You after you had twisted it, you were scraping with a end scraper, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now this flowery white stuff, is that, when is that done?
Yes.
Is it
the last thing.
After the stone?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
After the stone.
The last thing. Right now you wouldn't be doing it if you had the stone right in front of you. The powdery stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the purpose of the crushed rock?
Well, they used to get from way down back this side about 4 miles from Rabbit Creek. It's from a cliff from the seashore.
You say it's a white stone?
White stone.
And what's
it's like a sand.
What is the name of the stone?
Kitty.
And you have to break it up? or is it already in pieces?
No, already.
It's already in.
Yeah.
It crumbles or it comes apart?
Mm-hmm. But you have to smash them.
You do, huh?
Yeah. And it's not to.
But you, then you just put this on the skin and scrape with it.
Yeah.
How long do you think that would take? You'd have to go the whole skin, huh?
Yeah.
It'd take a while.
For one whole day to dry it, and when you work on it right on, when you use it, to stretch it, maybe 3 days.
This is the third day you've been working on it.
Yeah.
You don't do it steady. You don't work the whole day long, but you have to take care of it over the first day, the second day, and the third day.
Mm-hmm.
That's, the third day would be with this white, white stone.
Mm-hmm. It takes a long time.
And then when you have it, when you scrape it with the end scraper and with the white stone, the broken pieces, is it in a condition just like that now? It's ready to use?
Yeah, it's ready to use.
Ready to